Hello. Welcome to another episode of Blah Blah Blah. Last week I got the opportunity to sit down with the amazing Jimmy Butcher, artist, musician, creator, tattoo artist, tattoo gallery shop owner. We had a great conversation and we ended up talking for almost 2.5 hours. So I got to edit that and put that out there. And that's an episode that's coming up very soon. I just want to say thank you again to Jimmy, to the Butcher, to just spending an afternoon with me while we just got to communicate. It was great. So today is Saturday, January 23rd, and I wanted to do this episode because it's something that I've been dealing with lately. It's something that has kind of shaken me to my core, and I didn't realize that I had been struggling with it on a subconscious and a conscious level. I just kind of was pushing it to the side and all around and just moving it around like I didn't want to eat it, like it was a meal that somebody made that I was like really not that into. So you kind of move your food around and make it look like you're eating. I want to talk about self-sabotage and autonomy and talking about self-sabotage in a sense of really understanding where that comes from. And I have been struggling with self-sabotage for as long as I can remember. And the reason that it's been on the forefront of my emotional existence as of late is because I was listening to Amanda Seales' podcast, Small Doses, and which inspired me to start my own podcast. But in going back and listening to some earlier episodes, and she was talking about the difference between being a creator or multifaceted or just being a dabbler. And the question that struck me that she brought up was, what's the outcome? And I immediately got 1,000 goosebumps and chills and had to turn it off. And I could not continue to listen because it was like an existential crisis just went, here it is. And, it was funny because in my conversation with Jimmy that I had last week for that episode, talking about the hustle and things like that, and I was telling him how I've really kind of struggled with self-identity and authentication of myself within being a woman, within my blackness. And he said to me that, you know, you don't have to be or define or do anything. You just are. It's here. It's apparent. Everything that I see in front of me is here. That's part of you. You don't have to continue to define that for anybody. And it struck me because not only in this conversation was I having with him and dealing with my own personal conversations and my emotions and feelings, and then to hear that podcast and hear that question, and then waking up this morning and just, I had to cry. I had to cry because I was just wrestling with other feelings and distracting myself with emotions that are connected to this sense of self-sabotage that I've been going through, but also a distraction from me having to deal with it. So now I'm on a deal with it. So self-sabotage is the act of continuing to be doubtful in what you think you deserve and believing that you're unworthy of the fruits of your hard work, or so to speak, the fruits of your labor. And when I heard the question, what's the outcome? I realized that the question isn't so much about what is the outcome of the fruits of your labor, but it's like, what is the outcome and the end result of you living, of you finding balance in your life, of you putting in the work to create a better life for yourself. You know, there's a phrase that I say all the time that in thinking of terms of what do I want from my life as far as materialistic, you know, possession and a sense of balance and security for me is that I'm working today for a better tomorrow. And the reason that I'm always working so hard for today, for a better tomorrow, is, you know, the end of my marriage and being a co-parent and having to work really hard without a lot of assistance from family or any other type of outside, any type of outside help. It's just me. It's a lot. And in that process, you want more because you're like, I want to work really hard because I don't want my life, the life that I have shifted and changed for my children. I don't want it to be even harder. Now, that being said, I have been very productive in working very hard and showing up and putting all of my in and really diving into my goals and my passions and my dreams and taking on challenges with my writing, taking on challenges by starting this podcast, taking on challenges by taking more responsibility on at work and sacrificing quality time with my friends and quality time with my children, which is very hard for me because I do enjoy people. So I've had this force self-discipline in order to make sure that I have pay rent on time and pay my bills on time and I can eat and the kids are eating and everybody's getting their needs met in a materialistic way. And what's happening now emotionally and spiritually in my psyche, existentially, I'm self-sabotaging myself because I really don't believe that I'm worthy and deserving of being worthy and deserving. Now, I've grown to a point where I know what active self-love is. I know what loving myself entails. I know what loving me entails. I really love Naima. I think Naima is a great person. I think that she is lovable and she is loving. Right now, I don't like Naima's belief that she is unworthy and undeserving of anything that is standards and values that I have invested in and created. And a standard and value that I am self-sabotaging, I think a lot of ways, is emotional security. And I kick myself for having certain feelings and emotions, thinking that I'm undeserving to be reciprocated in that way. Like I'm undeserving to be reciprocated, to be, so to speak, to be loved or to be loving or to show that somebody is able to show me that I am lovable. And the self-sabotage comes also in the fact that I'm terrified of being successful. I'm absolutely terrified of it. I'm terrified of starting a project and ending a project, and at the end of the project, someone sees my value and my worth. And it scares me. It's a very scary feeling to, one, acknowledge that, and to see myself self-destructively doing things that I know are hindering my process of success and moving forward and being able to get things done. I know this about myself. Like I absolutely feel it. And I know that I am really frustrated with this concept of what's the fucking point of working this hard if the outcome is empty? The outcome is empty because it doesn't matter because I'm still miserable and self-doubt. And I can tell myself 100% that I do not approve of myself. There's a big thing. And shout out to Tiffany Haddish for bringing that up. You can say, I love you. You can say, I believe in you. You can say a lot of things, but I think the approval of myself is not there yet. It's still a frustrating level of, well, I don't approve of Naima for whatever reason. And I got to dig in and go, okay, why am I making myself feel unnecessarily like shit because I don't approve of me? What is happening to where I still feel like I'm not good enough? And I just am terrified and fearful of getting what I do deserve based upon my output and based upon my hard work. And I am also terrified of releasing things that no longer serve me as they've been a part of me for so long. Now, that being said, there has to be a level of autonomy. Oh, the fucking, I can't speak, but there has to be a level of self-assurance that has to come in the process of active self-love and telling yourself that you are worthy and deserving of the love, respect, and energy that you give to others. You have to give that to yourself first. the approval has to come from the fact that I have earned what I have worked for. And I have to put the concept of how hard I work at my job of chosen employment and getting a paycheck and getting, you know, gratuity from the service I am doing. And I have to put that into my emotional bank account. And my emotional bank account not only has a checking and a savings, but it has a safe. And right now I am withdrawing a lot from my emotional bank account in the checking, but I'm not putting anything back in. I'm not putting enough back in, and I'm not saving anything, and my safe is just wide open. So I have to think in terms of my worth and my value like a bank account of my emotions and my approval of myself, and realizing that I am deserving of the hard work that I put out there because that is what I have earned. I have earned this emotional paycheck. I have put in the hours. I have put in the time. I have been diligent. I have been transparent. I have been willing to fail. I have been willing to succeed. I have been willing to ask questions. So I have to really start investing into my emotional bank accounts, because that security that I crave and that security that I want, whether it be from an emotional relationship with another, you know, with a partner, you know, with my children, with anybody, has to start with a security within me. And if I'm not paying myself with interest, if I'm not paying myself and I'm not putting it back in and I keep taking, then I'm going to be empty and I'm always going to feel like I'm undeserving of what I have earned with my own authority to do so. And the outcome then doesn't become about the materialistic working for a better tomorrow today, as far as the ownership of, I'm going to go to work, I know how much I'm going to make, I need to put this aside for a car, I need to put this aside for transportation, I need to put this aside for housing. It becomes then, okay, I need to be concentrating on, I want to finish writing this book, so I need to work on a chapter today, or I need to work on character development today. I need to work on the aspects of putting my energy into that emotionally to fulfill a quota that I have created for myself. So if I want to be able to say I'm deserving of the work that I have put into doing the things that I want to do as far as my passions, then I can invest back into my emotional bank account and know that I have enough in my checking to get through, I have enough in my savings to get through, and my safe is closed. So where I stand now existentially is in a very vulnerable place. I'm aware of what the problem is. I'm aware of the issue that I'm having. And the only thing that I know to do is to take on the responsibility of acknowledging that there are things that no longer serve me and that I have to take the reins in and really say, stop self-sabotaging yourself, because you are worthy and deserving of the emotional paycheck that you have worked for. Because right now what I'm saying to myself is, it's like this. It's like if I were to go to work every day, clock out, and then when it came time to payroll, I refuse to accept the paycheck because I don't think I'm worthy of the paycheck. I don't think I've worked hard enough. I don't think I'm good enough. And that's bullshit, because I've done the work. I've come in, I've done the work. So of course I'm going to have a valued amount of money that I've earned because I've done the fucking work. I'm deserving of that. I am deserving of that reward. And I have to be able to look at myself and approve of myself and like myself and love myself and recognize when I am self-sabotaging because of a self-doubt or a subconscious feeling of, well, I don't deserve the paycheck that I have earned. And that's bullshit, because if I'm going to put the work in, I fucking deserve to get paid, period. So the outcome of self-sabotage is a consistent negative balance. You're consistently taking from yourself and not putting anything back in that is going to help you flourish, going to help you stop the thoughts of I'm not good enough, I don't deserve this, you know, I'm not doing enough, I'm not working hard enough. And as women, we constantly think that we are not deserving. We don't think there's enough for us out there, so we limit ourselves in believing that we aren't deserving of the things that we have approved ourselves for. And the first thing I'm gonna fucking do today is tell myself and believe that I am deserving of the emotional approval of me. I approve of Naima. And I have to carry that over and be willing to be more self-disciplined in knowing that I may feel like I'm not being considered when it comes to my friends not hitting me up to hang out, or I see things and I'm like, man, I wish I was hanging out with them or doing whatever. And it's like, wait a minute. Do you want to just hang out and be considered because you feel like you're missing out because you don't think that you're good enough to be hanging out and doing stuff? Or do you need to sit down and work on this book? Do you need to sit down and work on your podcast? Do you need to sit down and read a book? Do you need to sit down and put your energies into the things that are going to create the outcome of what you want? And that's the key. I have to realize that I'm not missing out and I'm not being inconsidered. It's just my priority of focus has to be on putting in the work emotionally, physically, spiritually, through my psyche, and being self-disciplined in order to produce the outcome of getting to a certain place of security, getting to a certain place of financial security, getting to a certain place of confidence, and getting to a certain place of knowing that I am worthy of the value of the hard work that I have put in, period. Because when we stop thinking there's not enough for us, there's more that comes to us. We have to stop putting ourselves in limitations of, well, I don't deserve this because so-and-so is working harder, or so-and-so has the ability to do this, and so-and-so. You can't compare ourselves to what everybody else is doing. We have to find the approval and the autonomy within ourselves. So this is a very vulnerable thing for me to admit to the world, to the six people that are listening, or if anybody listens. And it's okay to admit that you're fucking up somehow. And the one thing that I'm going to end this podcast with is that telling you that admit what is stopping you from going forward to someone you trust, to a piece of paper that you then tear up and burn, whatever you have to do in order to recognize, hey, I'm self-sabotaging myself. Where is this coming from? Why is it coming from? And how do I fix it? And how do I change it? And we have to continue to do the work of making sure that we know that we approve of ourselves, we're investing in ourselves, and we are worthy of the paycheck of the emotional labor that we are doing and putting in order to produce the outcome that we want. Because it doesn't matter if you get everything you want and you're still fucking miserable. It doesn't fucking matter. And I don't want to be miserable. And I'm tired of thinking that there's not enough out there. And I'm tired of thinking that I'm not deserving. And I'm tired of thinking that I'm not worthy of the approval of myself. Because that's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. So let's keep fighting the good fight. Let's get out here. Let's keep working. Let's stop the self-sabotage. And let's make progress happen. Let's start investing in our emotional bank accounts, because we're the only motherfuckers that can do it for us. I love y'all. Have a good day. Keep on your game and keep it real.